Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Far South Coast, it's known as a dairy community, and every now and then we hear about one of the cows going missing.
Yeah, we get rung up here at the station a lot of the time saying there's a cow on the road for like a traffic watch thing.
Yeah.
Watch out for the cow on the road.
Can I put my missing cow in for pet patrol? Is this possible? Up in Toowoomba though, in Queensland, at the Spotted Cow Pub, their very mascot went missing.
Betsy, the fiberglass Friesian, a feature at the Spotted Cow for 20 years, was cow-napped 2 weeks ago. CCTV footage captured two people using a wheelie bin to pull off the bold bovine heist.
I'm assuming it was two inebriated people yeah. that did this.
No shopping trolleys around, so wheelie bin instead.
I don't know what it is with us Aussies. The minute we get a couple of drinks into us, we think it's a good idea to just try and take home stuff that isn't nailed down. What about you, Hutsy? Have you ever tried to pick up a heifer outside a pub?
Mostly inside the pub, but I've actually gone home with a few things from time to time, like real estate signs, signs from the bottle mart, a silent copper in the middle of the road. Yeah, back in my younger days, little things here and there.
Yeah, we don't condone that at all, of course. And obviously the owners of the Spotted Cow pub were beside themselves. They're like, Betsy's been there. She's an icon for 20 years. We need to get her back. But yeah, unfortunately, the cow nappers didn't reveal where Betsy was, what was going on. I think this is why we make the big tourist attractions. You know, you got the big fiberglass things, like the big pineapple.
Yep, the big merino.
It's so people can't pinch them when
exactly
they've had a couple
right.
of drinks. And we're thinking, if they're so big, they can't just take them home. Although I wouldn't be surprised if there's been a couple of people that have looked at the big banana and gone, you know what? Give me a carton and a crane, and I reckon I can get this back home. This will look great on the patio.
So not even a ransom note?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
So it's just like, why? You know, why have you taken it? What do you want? What are your demands?
I think it was a crime of passion. Maybe they just saw the cow and went, I must have this. Now, the owner of the Spotted Cow actually went on to Sunrise yesterday with Koshy and Nat and was speaking to them live when all of a sudden, there was some breaking news.
In breaking news this morning, the great heifer heist is over. We can confirm Betsy, a mascot at the door of the Spotted Cow Hotel in Toowoomba, has now been found.
Actually, believe it, we've had a visit from the police and they've actually found Betsy in a paddock down the road on Ruthven Street.
Yeah, well, earlier reports said that she was actually dumped at a drive-through butcher shop.
Oh, that's rough.
That's not cool at all. But yeah, obviously, you know, Sunrise was like, oh, we broke the news about this. And I'm like, don't be too quick to judge Sunrise because you've been holding this cow hostage for years.
The Sunrise Cash Cow.
When are you going to return the cash cow to her family, Koshy?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
When it comes to the name that you've been given, that your parents have given you, how do you feel? Are you like, I'm happy with that, 10 out of 10? Are you like maybe a 6 or a 7? Was it another name you would have liked? Obviously, you couldn't pick back then, but is there a certain name you'd be like, oh, I'd rather have had that one back in the day?
Maximilian. That would have been good.
Yeah, it would have been pretty good.
I called you Max for short.
Yeah, every time I play video games and I create a profile, Chadwick Morrison is what I name myself because I think
Just
sounds like a really cool name.
I always like the name Conrad.
Conrad.
Because that kind of suggested that at some point in my life, I could have been a super spy.
That's
true. You know, I always dreamed of being like Conrad Steele, like the guy they call him when James Bond's not available. Steele.
Well, what Conrad about Conrad Sewell? His full name is like Conrad Maximilian Ignatius Sewell or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's got a very cool name. But over in the US, we have seen a couple of strange names pop up from time to time, usually from celebrities. It's like you've got Ivy, you've got Apple, you've got Northwest, you've got mostly in the celebrity world, you see some really strange.
You've got Elon Musk's kid. It looks like someone fell on a keyboard when they were naming that child.
I couldn't even try to describe what their name is even called. But you've also got Kelsey Tate from Seattle in Washington. So, obviously, she has picked a name for her daughter, thought she picked a beautiful name. Unfortunately, the spelling didn't quite check out when it came to the name.
What was the name?
Well, she wanted to call her daughter Cora, K-O-R-A.
That's nice.
Not sure if it was on her part or on the hospital's part, but let's just say she named her daughter after this band. Her daughter ended up with the name Korn. I'm not sure if her mum is a big Korn fan anyway or everything. But...
Well, maybe she was making noises like lead singer Jonathan Davis during Labour. She was like...
Maybe she was still, you know, like jacked up on all the painkillers and stuff. She was filling out the form and she was listening to Korn at the time and doing some headbang going, Korn. But from Cora to Korn.
Oh.
So this is a bit of a right kerfuffle here. So
gonna
obviously...
Need the, liquid paper on that one,
yeah,
I think.
In the US, it's a different sort of process when you're doing the whole name of a child. So the name is supposed to be Cora, she said, and then basically there's supposed to be a couple of different stages to then verify the name of this child. She said the name looked all correct at the time, but maybe her blood pressure was low or something when they got the final okay and there was a letter missing. But either way, a child, her daughter's name is Korn.
Well, look, if you're going to name your child after a late 90s metal band... Korn's not too bad. It could have been worse. The kid could have been called Limp Bizkit or something, you know?
Exactly right.
Korn's okay.
That's where my head's sort of at, because I go, okay, well, Kelsey, you did name your kid Korn, supposedly, instead of Cora, but at least you named it after the band, not one of their songs, because Freak on a Leash wouldn't go down too well, I don't think.
Definitely not. That kid's going to get teased.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
And it has been a tough year for some industries due to COVID-19. You've had our health workers on the front line.
Yep.
Then you've had some industries that have almost gone under because of the pandemic. You've got the tourism sector, like, you know, airlines, hotels, and, of course, spare a thought for the influencers.
Oh, yes.
It has been a tough 12 months for them, Hutsy.
It has.
I feel you're being a little dismissive there. I mean, come on. They can't travel around and pout in front of beaches in Bali other exotic destinations and try to get thousands of likes.
Yeah, no quokka selfies. Oh.
Nothing like that, no. The quokkas are being left alone due to COVID-19. Look, if you've ever dreamt of being an influencer and using your profile to basically make a living, well, I caught this story last night about how you can just do that. There's a lot of people that... who did lose their job in the pandemic and then went, okay, I'm just going to be an influencer. This is one girl, Ashley Jade Howe. She has 110,000 followers on Instagram. How many do you have?
Well, if I start having followers, I usually call the police. It's a bit weird. People walking behind me. No, I think I've signed up to Instagram years ago on Twitter and I've maybe tweeted once or put one photo up and that was it. I gave up.
Yeah, I think I signed up. Forgot my password and then couldn't sign back in. I went, I don't really need it. But Ashley Jade Howe does because her, like many other influencers here in Australia, they can get paid up to $3,000 for a post involving a certain product. So it's big money. You know, she was working at Crown Casino 6 months ago. Now all she does is put up stuff on Instagram and get paid for it. But apparently it's pretty tough to do.
It's not all about just getting free products in exchange for a cute little photo. Like, there's a lot more, like I mentioned, that goes behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's not just about free products. There's also free accommodation.
Yeah.
Free tickets to events as well.
Yeah, you feel sorry for them. They've got to work three hours a day maybe at the most.
I know.
It's pretty rough.
But it's three, like, consecutive hours.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay.
I don't even know if they get a break. I don't know if they get a union-mandated break. But, you know, that's for the adults. But you think, well, what about the kids?
Yeah.
How can they get involved in being influencers? And apparently it's happening. There's an agency over in Perth. This guy, Zach Hazelby, runs it. And it's all about trying to get people into the influencer industry, if it is such a thing.
You actually get a lot of calls from mums who want their kids and they're going, you know, how can I get my kid on the platform?
Yeah, that's influencer, not influenza. That's two different things.
My kid can't go to school because they're influencing. But they got the flu? No. They're influencing. Yeah. If you gave Zach a call, he can give you tips on how you can get your kids exposed on Instagram, and they could be the next Shia LaBeouf or Macaulay Culkin or Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
That could be them. It all worked out really well for them, having fame at such an early age.
It sure did. He'd try and give me these sort of tips to clean up my life, but I couldn't be an influencer because I'm too much of a... I'd be a bad influence. That's about as good as I could get. That kid needs to stay away, yeah.
Maybe you just need to remember this acronym, this handy acronym. This is all you need to be an influencer, Hutsy. Okay. Bubba Fapkaja.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like a recipe.
Bubba Fapkaja. It's BBFPKJ. This should clue you in.
Be yourself, be authentic, find a niche, post often, keep it consistent, and just start.
You need to have something about you and have substance.
Yeah, from what I've seen of Instagram, that substance is Botox.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.